New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn snake, did you see that?
Beautiful Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Whoa, that is a giant dong.
Yay.
A good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go. Yes, I do. So I turn on the clock.
Need a shoe shine?
Give me some fly in Alley Show.
Mahjong.
Give me some fly in Alley Show. Get your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show. I said, get your motor running with the Klein and Alley Show.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, yeah, Funner Summer's officially underway. Good morning and welcome to your K-Rock. Welcome to your Klein Alley Show. Welcome to your brand new week. All the possibilities ahead, including stuff we have for you in the form of bribery, so that hopefully you make this your home for at least the next 4 hours plus. If you can't do that, give us 10, 15 minutes of listening. You'll either learn to love us or hate us, or take that three-day challenge that has turned many haters into tolerators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, of course, we're probably going to say something that's going to offend you at some point, or it's going to make you not like us, and that's fine because that happens to us, too, on a pretty much daily basis.
I have perhaps one of the greatest stories to ever share. Not great for me, by the way. One of the worst moments of my existence, but I think it will be one of the greatest stories that you guys will ever hear, and more proof that I am a full-time idiot, and we will get to that coming up a little bit later this morning. But I really mushed myself hard last week. It was like, I think it was Thursday last week, I was making fun of all of the neighbors that were trying to chip in and buy this fox urine to keep the skunks away. Remember that whole thing?
Yes, because you have yet another infestation in your home.
Not my home. At least I didn't think in my home.
The whole neighborhood.
The neighborhood was complaining about a lot of skunks rolling around, and so people were starting to get in on the fox urine trade, and I was making fun of those losers. Well, I officially was the recipient of getting full-blown skunked.
You got skunked?
I mean, it hit. My dog got skunked, but technically I was the one that had to help pry the skunk out of my dog's mouth.
Oh, my God. Did he kill it?
Didn't kill it, which I thought he did, but then the thing still had enough energy left to spray again.
Whoa.
And it was it's a terrible experience that I mean.
So they're just hanging out in your backyard?
This one was in my yard.
Was it a baby? How did Jerry get it in his mouth?
I think this was a baby one. The tail is misleading because it's so bushy. Like Allie's privates.
Cute.
It's such a bush there. You don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I know.
And,
there's a lot of different colors.
When he turned around and I saw, oh my God, he's got the skunk by the tail. At that point, there had been a spray. I could smell spray in the area, but I could not. It was not a direct hit. It immediately became a direct hit.
How many times can they juice out their ass?
Once again, I thought it was like a guy. I thought there was like a refractory period. You got to have a Gatorade.
I thought it was like a bee sting where it's like it's a one and done.
I think it's more like a woman where they can have multiples.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't
good
know.
Good for them.
Good for the skunks.
They're all squirters.
They all are. So it turns out, great aim. I mean, it was a wild bit of nature to see. But I'll just tell you, Allie, before I go into the specifics, everything I did afterwards, everything was wrong. Like, The five steps I did immediately following that were, after the fact, looking back, I did all of the wrong things.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you what you're supposed to do after you get sprayed by a skunk.
Not one of the things I did was the thing you're supposed to do. In fact, some of them were the last things you're supposed to do. And I blame some of you. I blame some of the listeners. I blame some of the internet. I blame pretty
much... The only thing that I know from TV is that you're supposed to sauce it. Tomato sauce.
Right. Well, didn't have tomato sauce, but I did have spicy Bloody Mary mix.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
And that is apparently not the right thing to do. So, we'll get into it, but outside of that, I mean, a Father's Day weekend for many, I'm sure, went great. And we will make it up to you if you did not have a good Father's Day, because we did hold on to one more giant TV so we can give you the greatest gift that maybe you didn't receive yesterday. You were hoping for it. You didn't get your day of beers and golf and everything else, so we'll make it up to you today with a post-Father's Day giant TV from our friends at TCL, plus the giant mountain of meat as we continue to hook you up with one final gift card to Vons, Albertsons, and Pavilions.
And Robertsons.
What the hell? Let's throw that in the mix. We got lots to give you this morning, all for hanging out with us at K-Rock, and we will get into it after Incubus. If you need us, 800-520-1067. We are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots of ways to get involved. 800-520-1067 to call, to win, and or to text.
507, interesting area code, said, new listener here from Minnesota.
Whoa.
Recently found your show, and I cannot get enough. I wake up every day excited to listen to the funny crap.
Thank you.
You guys do.
Loser.
Don't judge our new listeners, Vanessa. How dare you? It's just a new person, just discovered the show. Don't know how you discovered the show, but thank you. Once you find us, please, it is your duty to spread the word, help us grow the show, and be a part of this Ponzi scheme. Later this morning, we'll tell you where you're heading to next as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. We've sent you on plane, and today we send you on bus.
Ha-ha.
That just gives you an idea.
It only gets better.
Gives you an idea what the budget situation is like here at K-Rock.
You hear that, Minnesota?
You'll be going somewhere pretty close. It's not a bus cross country, at least. It's a bus, I believe, less than 2 hours away from where we are right now.
It's not a Greyhound.
We don't know about that yet, Ellie. It could be.
Okay.
I think it's a charter bus, fancy bus, and Postmaster John will be on there. We'll give you all the details coming up around 8 o'clock, and we have to give that trip away to go see Evanescence in Canada. That will not involve a bus. I think we fly you there. But if you're on the standby list for that, hopefully you answer our call in less than an hour, because we got good news to deliver. And if you are excited, you know, summer officially started, I think, yesterday.
Yes, yesterday was summer solstice.
We made it our mission as a show to make this a funner summer, even if it's forced fun. Society's having less fun than ever before. We're saying not the case. Let's go ahead and turn it around this summer. And others in the streets are now pledging to be a part of Funner Summer 2026.
What's your name?
Sugar Honey Iced Tea.
So I don't know if she thought Jake was her waiter or if that is her name, but regardless, Sugar Honey Iced Tea would like to pledge to have a funner summer this summer.
Sugar Honey, look. Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Got the tattoo and everything. Yeah.
Sugar Honey Iced Tea from where?
Born and raised South Central, Milligan.
What are you doing this summer to have a funner summer?
Mommy trying to turn up this summer, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Out there.
Would you pledge to have a funner summer?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I. Sugar Honey Iced Tea, baby.
Where are they putting their hands, Jake? Because you asked them to take an oath, a pledge of a funner summer.
Oh, you know, hand to God, this right hand up in the air.
They don't have to put their hand on you anywhere?
No.
Okay,
out of curiosity, where was the Sugar Honey Iced Tea tattoo on her body?
It was down her leg.
Okay.
All the way down her right leg.
I would have guessed boob or thigh.
The whole leg?
Yeah, like almost down to like the past the knee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a long nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I. Sugar Honey Iced Tea, baby.
Solemnly swear.
Solemnly.
I don't think that makes it legally binding. If she didn't say solemnly, she says solemnly.
Solemnly swear.
To have a funner summer.
To have a lit-ass, funner, tonked-up-ass summer.
All right, that's the energy we're looking for. So that's the energy we're going to be going for all summer long here at K-Rock. Funner music, that's the plan.
She even sounded still excited after talking to Jake, which is tough.
Never happened before. I mean, it's really remarkable. So giving you a funner summer, that's our guarantee every single morning. If you're not having more fun by listening to this show, let us know. We'll give you your money back on the spot. In a moment, speaking of money, Allie's is up for grabs. $100. If you want it, call now. 800-520-1067. Five questions about things that happened in the news this weekend. She is very beatable. And if you have no problem beating and taking the money from a pregnant woman, now's a good time to call us at 800-520-1067. We're back with that after this on K-Rock.
Next time you guys play Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, play this
message. Miles, meet me down on Skid Row tonight at 7. Need to have a conversation with you. I mean, it's getting ridiculous at this point.
Oh, my hibiscus.
Claim it. 800-520-1067. Those are the numbers. If you're new to the show, listening perhaps for the very first time, and you're wondering what it is we're doing, it's the opportunity for you to gamble on news, actual stories, things that took place. I'm getting a very important phone call.
You're being called to service.
I saw someone trying to win Allie's money. You can't call my cell phone. You got to call the actual number here at K-Rock, and that's 800-520-1067 or 333 Tip Bowley for all of you.
That's an interesting ringtone. I didn't think anyone had ringtones anymore.
I don't even know what that is, to be honest. I think that's whatever it was set up as, and I've kept it that way. I don't feel like I went through the process of listening and being like, that sums up my personality.
Let me go through all these ringtones and choose the one that best speaks to me.
If I did, it would be Cardi B probably all the time.
Ah, cool.
So let's get into it now. Five questions all about the news. Do better than Allie, and instantly she will pay you some of her money. And let me just tell you, there is nothing better than making a little extra free money on a Monday morning for doing nothing at all. And Allie's here to pay the people as we say hi to. There's people that want your money from all over the place. And I don't blame you. It's hard to get a buck these days. Alberto?
Alvaro.
Alvaro. We'll go with that. Good morning, Alvaro. Welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, thanks. Sweet divots.
Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios. You get to go first. Answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately. No cheating. Let's see how you do. Everyone has had a chance. Allie has put thousands and thousands of dollars on the line. She's probably still paid out close to $10,000 for people that have won her money over the years. And it's Alvaro's chance to play and win. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
All right, the U.S. World Cup team had a match over the weekend. Who did they play? What was the score?
Who played?
Who did the U.S. play and what was the score?
Oh, they won 2-0.
2-0 over who?
I can't remember.
All right. That's half a point only. We go to question number two. This band has announced that it will officially be releasing their own official podcast. It's called Speaking of Tongues. Which band is going to release their own official podcast called Speaking of Tongues?
Let's go with Killswitch Engage. I don't know.
Killswitch. We go to question number three. Toy Story obviously won the box office, Toy Story 5, but how many millions of dollars did it make in the North American box office its opening weekend?
Oh, man, I saw that movie this weekend, so I want to say $400
million. $400 million. I think that movie got everyone's money. Omar, did that movie get your money, too, this weekend, or no?
It didn't. Unfortunately, my kids don't like going to the movies.
They don't like the movies. That sucks. I think Allie was there. I think my kids were there. I think they got all of our money. All right, we go to question number four. It is Allie Knows the News. One contestant wants Allie's cash. And here we go. The LAUSD superintendent has resigned after what happened?
He probably had some sort of stuff on his record. I don't know.
Stuff on the record? All right, shady stuff on the record. I'll write that down. And finally, question number five. Kraft has introduced what as their way of trying to deal with the issue that's been happening at the TSA? Kraft had an issue with one of their products at TSA, and now they have come up with a solution. So what has Kraft officially now released?
TSA safety product that they can put in their bag. I don't know.
Okay.
Something that's like not going to be flagged.
Will not be flagged. All right. It's Monday morning. I don't expect much from anyone, including myself. So that's okay. You've met my expectations exactly where they were. Let's bring Allie back in. We'll score together. You got something right, I think. So let's see how you do. Once again, whoever gets more points gets the money. Allie's planning to hold on to her money. If she loses, she gives it to you. And tomorrow morning at this exact time, if you're feeling like dealing with fun or summer with a little extra cash in your pocket, you're more than welcome to call and take Allie's money every morning right now on K-Rock. All right, Allie, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. had themselves a World Cup match over the weekend. Who did they play? What was the score?
Oh, yikes. They played a match of soccer.
Oh, boy.
On Friday against a team. And that team was...
Are you speaking slow, hoping it comes to you, or do you have no idea?
I can't remember. Wow. Norway?
Great guess. And what was the score?
They scored some points.
Yep.
They scored 2 points.
So what do you think the final score was?
2-0.
And somehow Allie guessed the final score exactly right. 2-0 was the score. They played Australia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And also, he got that as well, got the score, did not get the team.
Yeah,
so both of you get the, we'll give you both a point on that, whatever. 2-0 to Australia. Well done, Team USA. As we go to question number two. Question two. This band is officially announced. They'll be releasing an official podcast that's called Speaking of Tongues. Which band is going to be releasing their own podcast called Speaking of Tongues?
God, who is it? Is it Kiss?
See, that's a great guess because that always makes sense.
Yeah, I saw this too and I can't remember.
When you think of bands and you think of tongues, especially as being part of the logo of the band, you'd probably think of the Rolling Stones. And that is the answer, the Rolling Stones. So no one gets the point there. And we go to question number three. But imagine the stories they have, if they can remember them all, just imagine the stories they could tell. Question three.
Or what is modern day stories? Just
Toy Story.
My knee hurts.
Toy Story took a lot of our money this weekend. It was the top movie in America by a long shot. But exactly how many millions did it bring in the North American box office?
Oh, North American? 70 million.
He said 400 million. The correct answer, $160 million. So Allie's too low and you're too high, and I don't really know. I'm not going to do math at this point, so let's just say you both got it wrong. And we go to this next question. Still tied up. I can't believe you're still in this one. Still has a chance to take Allie's money. Kraft has just introduced a new item to try to combat what has been happening with their products at TSA. So what is it that Kraft has introduced this past weekend?
Isn't it like a TSA-approved ranch box or some crap?
They have come up with their own TSA-approved ranch dressing for all of our foreigners that have discovered ranch while visiting for World Cup, that they can now bring these little nips of ranch on the plane and chug them down at their own leisure.
And now the story has become lame.
And now the story is hilarious. A bunch of people that have, like, I have a ranch problem. They're pulling these little nips out of their pockets and going to town.
Hundreds of ranch nips.
This guy, like, got them all taped to him, like those people that try to sneak canaries in, you know, all taped to their bodies. All right, final question. Allie just went up one. The LAUSD superintendent has resigned after what happened. It's a big story as of today. Breaking news as we speak.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know there was some kind of an FBI investigation, but I don't know what happened with it. I'm going to go with embezzlement.
Okay. We don't know the reason. FBI investigation is what I was looking for. Alfonso said something shady in the records, which may or may not be the reason for the investigation. We don't know. Regardless, you both get whatever on that one. So let's just call it.
We get whatever.
Allie wins by one. And what must you shamefully admit, Alfonso, after Allie puts her money back in her pocket right now?
Oh my God, it's Alvaro. And my name's Alvaro. I'm out of here. I haven't mentioned the meaning of it. You said my name like three times.
Huh? All right.
I said it three times.
Alan, thank you for playing. That's the most important thing. Alan, thank you.
Klein lost. Allie knows the news worse than anybody.
I got more questions wrong and I wasn't even playing. It's amazing.
What's his name? Alan Wrench?
Alan Wrench. 262 on the text line wants to let us know. Guys, I discovered your show a couple of months ago in a county jail in Wisconsin.
What?
I listen every day. You guys make it great. Make my day better. Almost worth killing all those kids.
Oh.
No, they didn't write that last part.
Okay.
I hope he's in there for
probably
a tax crime.
Probably wrongfully accused.
I don't think we have that theme song anymore for His Client a Dummy, and I'm glad we got rid of it because you would have had plenty of chances to use it during this next story I'll share with you, which is more of a warning to anyone else who plans on being outside at any point this summer. And I know that summer is the season that everyone likes to go outside because things are nice.
Summer is the summer.
Summer's the summer is what they say, Allie. It's a very well-known phrase. It's my favorite catchphrase of the year. I had a for the first time, I'd like to admit, and yes, I've smelled skunks many times and have had skunks in yards before and have had to have people help come and trap skunks before.
I imagine you've also blamed pot smoke on a skunk times.
Oh, yeah. That was the best. I mean, I remember
when they didn't know the difference.
Yeah, and I remember when I was like a camp counselor and kids would be like, what is that? And I'd be like, oh, I was out there wrestling a skunk. Don't worry, you're safe. But it was just weed, you know? So skunks helped me get out of a bind every once in a while.
You had to say you were wrestling it.
Yeah, I don't know why that was my go-to. I guess I didn't want to
just rolling around with a skunk.
I didn't want to think the skunk kicked my ass, so I wanted to let these young impressionable kids know.
Yeah, you had to look brave.
And they probably, when they realized later, like I remember
that
when
man wrestled a skunk.
But it's funny because there is a time in your life when you realize what weed is, and you smell weed, and you're like,
I've been smelling that everywhere. Right.
Oh, I thought my uncle just lived with lots of skunks, and I realized he just loves weed.
Yeah.
And then you have the unfortunate encounter, and apparently now I'm not the only one who's saying this. there are skunks that are, they must have had some sort of a skunk orgy or something, because they are popping up all over the place now, more than ever. And people are saying that they're coming out earlier. Like, they come out right around, used to be they were more like a nocturnal, they would come out at night. Now, they're as soon as it gets like 4:35, as soon as the sun even starts to go down just a little bit, all the skunks just start cruising the streets like a gang.
I've never seen one in my life.
Allie, they're everywhere now. I'm not even just saying my street, my neighborhood, my yard.
Sounds like it.
No, because even as I was driving this weekend, I saw more dead skunks on the road.
I've seen them dead.
Right.
Never seen an alive one.
So for every dead one you see, there's probably 1,000 more that you didn't see that were cruising around. They're like the kids on the e-bikes this time of year. They're just taking over neighborhoods.
So now that they've probably all made it, and now this is like the baby boom, the skunk baby boom?
I think it's skunk baby boom time is what's happening now. And I had a terrible, unfortunate encounter where everything was calm, and I had a moment where I realized it's a long weekend, it's a Father's Day weekend, I'm going to do something for myself. And at a very unlikely time, I went into my gummy shoebox where I keep all my gummies, and I said, I'm going to have 2 gummies now, one for fun and one for even more fun. And yes. I don't usually do that, but it was a moment where...
Just weed or one of those magic-y ones?
Both weed, different strengths, and I decided I'm going to really... Now it's like the weekend can... It's a summer weekend. It just felt like the timing is right. Now I'm going to take a gummy.
You know, in 45 minutes, things are about to get fun.
I know that nothing is going to alter the course of my night, so I am going to comfortably take these gummies.
Nummy gummies.
Is Klein a dummy?
Yes.
You have to redo that to say, is Klein a nummy?
No, you did find it. Great.
Uh-huh.
And as I take them in, I have a moment where it's about a 3-second moment where I go, this is about to be a nice, relaxing night, and I deserve it. And then I hear my dog, who's in the backyard, who is pawing to get out. I finally open the door so we can go out. It's gated, so we can't run anywhere. And he's barking aggressively, which he does sometimes at dogs that walk by. And this time seems like it's...
You're a great neighbor.
Thank you. It seems like a more aggressive bark than normal. Uh-huh. So I say, usually I can just say, Jerry, treat. That's all I got to say. Jerry, treat. And he'll come running for the treat. This particular time, Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat. He's not moving. He's still barking. Jerry, treat, Jerry, treat. He's not doing anything. Jerry, treat. And sometimes I got to go up with the voice. Treat. Nothing. Still barking. So
you
now,
just had your treats.
I just had my treats. Klein, treat.
Fine, dummy.
So I go outside and I see that he is really fixated on something in a bush, like really fixated on it. Like and this has happened before occasionally with an old toy that he finds that he's trying to get out of there. Sometimes he hides his own bones there. He's trying to get them back. So I don't really think much of it.
Have your nummies kicked in at this point?
No, I just took them. I had just taken them, and they hadn't kicked in yet, but I was at that point where I was like, I'm past the point of no return, so I'm just waiting now for my night to get fun. And so I say, hey, Jerry, stop being so dumb and get in here and have a treat or something like that. And then I go in, and I sit down on the couch. He's still kind of barking at this thing, and then I smell the terrible skunk, the undeniable smell of a skunk, which...
So you didn't investigate what he was looking at. You just decided to yell at him differently?
I yelled at him differently, and then I decided I was getting tired from all the yelling, so I wanted to go sit on the couch.
I deserve it.
I deserve this. And then I smell the skunk smell, and it's a pretty bad smell. Strong, but I just, as an idiot, I go, oh, man. I think to myself, wow, some sucker's night just got worse. That's the thought I have. Like someone got sprayed, a jogger or a biker or something.
Is Klein a dummy?
And then
I hate to be that guy.
And then I hear, I did say, like, I hate to be that guy. That's literally the thought I have. And then I hear Jerry, and his barks have gone to more less of an aggressive bark and more of a bark slash kind of whimpery thing.
Oh, no.
So I go, ah, man, this guy, he must be smelling this too. This must be terrible. So I walk out, and he turns his head, and in his mouth, holding it by the tail, he's got this little skunk.
A baby one?
It looks like it's a baby skunk. And he's holding it, and I go...
Is it dead?
No. Well, it's hanging there. It looks lifeless almost. So I assume that this skunk is either dead or that he picked up a dead skunk and that's where the smell came from, or maybe he dug up a skunk that I don't know got buried. And I go, Jerry, drop, drop, drop. And I'm yelling, Jerry's got a skunk, Jerry's got a skunk. And my wife's People must think I'm just like a whole.
Jerry's got a skunk.
So he will not let go of the thing. Uh-huh. So I have to walk over to him.
Oh, man.
And I go to pry his jaws open. And when I pry the jaws open, the thing drops and then immediately.
Bolts.
Bolts and sprays him right in the face. Like,
dude,
in the
defense mechanism. It probably just played dead until it got dropped down. Amazing.
So I kind of do this move like in The Matrix, where like I see the skunk spray coming and I kind of slow-mo like move out of the way of the bullet. But it hits Jerry
right in
the face and in the mouth.
And does he react at all?
Oh, yeah. He starts and he starts doing some weird thing where he's like trying to rub the smell off. Like his whole body is now rubbing all over the ground, like having like a weird, like he's doing like snow angels on PCP.
Man, what an amazing defense mechanism for that animal, just to be able to spray your ass into somebody's face.
And
like, what a unique skill.
And the smell, which I've smelled a million times before, I've never smelled at this level. So now
that
I go.
It's really intense.
It is so intense that it almost gets past the point of bad. Never gets to good, but it gets past the, oh God, that's a gross skunk smell, because it's so powerful that it overpowers its own smell.
Like it singes your nostrils.
Singes.
Yeah, you can't even smell what you're smelling.
So my immediate move at this point is I realize now I've got a dog that's been sprayed in the face by a skunk in my backyard. So I grab, so as soon as he rubs his body all over the ground, I pick him up and I walk into the house with him.
Well,
which
that's
is
not a great choice.
By the way, the first thing that I did wrong. That is, the first thing you're not supposed to do is bring the animal inside. I thought.
Because then your whole house smells, right?
For a while, yeah.
Still right now, to this moment,
oh,
it stinks.
Oh, no.
So I carry him inside thinking that I'm some sort of a hero. Then I immediately put him into the shower and I start washing him with the skunk, trying to use the water to get all the skunk off him.
Oh, which, where's that dummy thing?
By the way. Is the second thing that you are not supposed to do.
What, because wash it off the
water? Is Klein a dummy?
Because you can't do it. Because it is. Thank you, Jake. Wish I had known that. Because apparently when you wash this, all it does is it spreads the smell much wider than it really
was. Like when
you
eat hot peppers or something and you drink water, it just spreads.
So I'm 0 for 2. And then I start real. And then I've got my wife yelling in the other room and the kids are now up and they're going, what happened? She goes, Jerry got sprayed by a skunk and now she's up. And then I'm starting to feel the gummies start to kind of have their way with me. And then she says, you need to get tomato juice. So now I've got, I run into the fridge. The closest thing I have is.
Is she just yelling from the couch?
She's all the way upstairs because the smell is so bad.
You gotta get tomato juice,
so I
honey.
I run into the fridge. I have Bloody Mary mix, hot Bloody Mary mix. That's all I got. Don't have tomato juice. I'm not my grandmother. So
yeah, who just has tomato juice sitting around?
Oz, you're not supposed to do that either.
So I get this hot Bloody Mary mix. And
are we
then,
just glossing over the fact that Jake knows way too much about skunks?
Well, Jake is an outdoor smelly guy. He should know these
things.
Yeah,
I have a competition with skunks all the time.
Right.
But also,
who can
I've
spray
had a dog.
The ass faster?
Yeah, I tell you, I've been, as a guy who's been jaked many times before, it's pretty bad too.
But
so
I've had a dog get skunked before.
I start to go back with this Bloody Mary mix and I go, it's not tomato juice, but there's tomato in there. It'll probably work. And then I have a moment where I go, I don't know. It says hot jalapeno. It's going to probably burn him. I'm not doing it. And then I had a moment of genius where I remembered, and I don't know where I heard this, but someone said you're supposed to put peanut butter on them.
What?
Who said that?
I don't remember where I heard it, but I remember.
That's even worse than tomato juice.
So I
that
go.
That just makes it a big mess.
So I go back, and luckily I had plenty of peanut butter to pick from, and I start spreading peanut butter on them because I heard someone said something about the oils. The peanut butter does something
with
the oils.
Oh, yeah, that lame kind that has oil on the top?
Well, no, the oils of the skunk spray.
Oh, got it, okay.
Then I realized after I put peanut butter on him that that's his favorite thing in the world. So now he is just trying to eat himself. He's got peanut butter on him, and he's just trying to lick himself.
And he's still in the shower at
and
this
rolling
point?
Around. He's in the shower, and then peanut butter's on the wall of the shower, so he's licking that. So he's not sitting still. He's going crazy with the peanut butter. Then I Google, are you supposed to put peanut butter on a skunk spray? And I can find no evidence that this exists anywhere.
How are you just now Googling?
Because I'm Allie, the smell is getting so powerful by the moment that if I don't do things, I'm like at a point now where I'm gagging.
Right.
The smell of skunk is
cold. And you're high.
And I'm now getting high. And I had some of the peanut butter.
Oh, nice. And the Bloody Mary mix.
Little for me, little for you. So then I realized that at some point I thought someone told me peanut butter. And I don't know if they said that to mess with me or I made that up in my head. There's no evidence on the entire internet. Google literally wouldn't finish the phrase that you're not supposed to put peanut butter on a skunk spray.
ChatGPT's just like, I got nothing for you.
So I go through all of it. And once again, the only thing I'm supposed to do at this point, other than the things I already did wrong, was stay outside. You're supposed to make some sort of a weird hydrogen peroxide mix.
Oh, dish soap. That makes
with
sense.
Dish soap. And I have none of these items in my house. I don't have hydrogen peroxide.
You had dish soap?
I had dish soap, but I don't have baking powder. I had the other baking thing, baking soda.
You know,
I don't know the
we
difference.
Never have the right one.
It's always the wrong one.
Why?
So I said, don't worry, we got that. It's soda, we need powder.
And
damn
they're
it.
Like vastly different.
Right, so I didn't have that.
Unbelievable.
So I now have a TaskRabbit bringing over the stuff I need because I'm covered in peanut butter and skunk spray and Bloody Mary mix. My wife's upstairs trying to calm the kids down. I'm starting to get very high, very, very high. And I realize at this moment, this is my weekend now. And I don't know what to do other than I'm sitting in this shower.
So wait, the Tasker is just making a solution and bringing it over?
They're not making it. They're bringing it over. The Tasker is, I put in a Tasker and Instacart of those two items.
I see. Okay.
And then I get the note, items are at the front door. And I have to now go and make this concoction like a science experiment to now rub all over my dog. But apparently, once you've done all the other things I did wrong,
cancels out the what you're doing.
It doesn't
doing.
Work right. Because you've already screwed the whole thing up.
You've already probably solidified it into his skin.
So now we are. This happened on Friday night. Now we are on whatever day this is, and the dog still stinks.
So is he sleeping outside? You can't let him in the house.
No, that night. I tried after multiple shampoos and multiple treatments. I said, let's go to bed. He slept with his face right by my face.
Oh,
my wife threw us both out of the bed. She goes,
yeah,
you guys both have to be in the garage. It stinks. So now the two of us sleep on a couch downstairs.
Where you belong.
And yeah, and I feel about right. And I'm just, as a warning to all parties involved, if you get skunked, and you probably will this summer. You probably will.
No, we won't.
We're definitely not.
You're the only idiot. Okay.
Do the opposite of everything I just did.
But sleeping on the couch, endless nummies.
Nicole?
Hey,
we got to take a break. What's up?
So I'm calling from Cleveland. I miss you guys like crazy. Douche works so good for Scott.
Are you just calling Klein a douche? That's correct.
You guys a douche. Absolutely.
Are you saying I need to go buy douche now for my dog?
He's got an endless supply. Already there.
All right. Well, thank you for that
insult.
All right. Let's do some news. Then officially we will give away this trip to go see Evanescence in Canada. The second we're done with the news, then we'll tell you where we'll be heading to next. And if you remember, Allie, last time we chatted with Amy Lee of Evanescence, she said this to us.
Thank you very much. I am very happy to be here. There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Clearly she's a liar because she said all that to us. But anyway, you'll get to go see her band in Canada if you win this trip. And again, at the Forum in July right here in Los Angeles. Now, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Last Wednesday, a fire broke out at a cold storage facility in Boyle Heights, and it seemed like by the end of the day, they'd gotten the whole thing under control. They did some water drops on the roof, and then we didn't hear much about it. Then all of a sudden, it became a huge problem again. It was kind of an on-again, off-again fire. Now they've declared a state of emergency, and the biggest issue is the 85 million pounds of rotting meat that could turn into a biohazard. Because it is a cold storage facility, emphasis on the word cold, obviously, things are not getting cold anymore because the building's on fire. So all this meat is now rotting away inside of the building as the fridges get warmer and warmer. But the fire department said, don't worry about it. Quote, it would be a horrible odor, but what we're looking at is what those gases could produce or create. It's terrible on Father's Day to hear about all this meat going to waste.
Yeah, we've been giving away mountains of meat, and we'll continue doing that today. In fact, one of the... Not from this mountain. We'll give you a fresh mountain of meat. But you would think, just like, you know, when they did the big drug confiscations, and they light all those pounds of weed on fire.
What a travesty to watch everyone looks like,
why would you do that? You got to figure out which way the wind is blowing so you can stand down there and catch yourself a nice little secondhand high. But why would they not, if they got all this meat and the place on fire, great opportunity to just turn it into like an unexpected summer barbecue. Right. Like
The fire's there. The meat's there.
Right. Bring a plate. Bring your favorite sauce.
And this is what's going on. Low and slow, baby.
That's right. It's how you do a
good
brisket.
Low and slow since Wednesday.
Oh, man. That's probably so tender. falls right off the bone. Oh, that's good stuff.
They are handing out masks and air purifiers in the area to try and help people. And I know that the smell of rotting meat is very bad, but the smell of cooking meat is very, very good. There was a guy, our neighbor was smoking something yesterday for like 12 hours. I was like, I'm going to find another excuse to go outside.
When that headline first broke, I thought it said fire broke out at a Cold Stone Creamery. And I was so upset about that because I was like, oh my God, the travesty. And then when I saw it was a cold storage facility, I kind of was like, ah, all right, I've lost interest.
But now, I don't know.
But now facility that I know there's meat there, now I feel bad again.
Summer has officially begun. Yesterday was summer solstice. And to celebrate, it's going to be hot as balls this week. This is another warning, a heat warning through Thursday. Forecasters are, quote, warning Southern Californians to brace for the incoming heat wave. I don't know that anyone is going to brace and what that would look like, but the Grand Canyon has gotten so hot that three hikers have already died. All of them were in their golden years, I will say, 60s and 70s. And as we know, heat is kryptonite for old people.
They don't like heat. Here's our weather for today.
Time for your official Klein Alley Show weather check. Today will be hot as balls.
My balls was hot.
And now, back to Klein Alley Show on K-Rock.
Though, as we have learned through this show, that balls are not that hot. I believe they're at a 97 degrees.
By the way, what are we considering heat wave nowadays? Because I show that it's not even going to hit 90.
Well, I think they said 90s in most of the inland areas. But I think they even said that the coasts
I'm looking at my neighborhood. My neighborhood says that the hottest day is going to be like 88.
Yeah, but I just heard on the radio it's going to be hot as balls.
Well, it's also that it's much hotter this time of year than it normally is. I think that's why they're sensationalizing everything. Right. Because
listen, tell me when it's going to hit 100. Don't bother me.
I think
with
it's
going
to hit
100.
I think in my area it's probably going to be close to 100. It gets
is
hot.
It really?
Yes, it gets so hot there. It feels like it's the center of the sun.
When they get their first everyone's so starved for weather news around here
because
they just look for anything to be like, all right, it's not going to be 75 and pleasant again.
Well, and this is the number one break room small talk story.
It's all you can talk to people about.
So of course, this is what they have to share.
It's so stupid because it's summer now. Okay, so this is expected.
Oh, it's hot. Is it not hot? Yep. You get a little break from it all.
Get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and the weather small talk will continue.
It's Klein Alley Show. 106.7.